Laudato Jesus Christus. Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Wednesday, January the 22nd, Israel continues its military operation in the West Bank. Pope Francis thanks the Hilton Foundation for its continued support for the poor and for helping the church empower women religious. But first, during his weekly general audience, the Pope reiterates his appeal for peace in the world. In the Vatican, I'm Linda Bordoni. Pope Francis on Wednesday reiterated his appeal for peace for areas plagued by war and conflict. He also expressed closeness to the people of the U.S. city of Los Angeles, California, still suffering loss of life and immense destruction due to the unceasing wildfires. Reflecting on the ongoing tragedy, Pope Francis said his heart is with those affected, and he prayed that the patron of the Americas, Our Lady of Guadalupe, might intercede for all residents. Deborah Castellano-Lubov reports.
Mio cuore è con il popolo de Los Angeles.
Pope Francis says his heart is with the suffering people of Los Angeles, California. He stressed this during his most recent appeal to pray for those who have suffered devastating wildfires in the U.S. state. During his appeals toward the conclusion of the general audience on he acknowledged they have suffered so much from the fires that have devastated entire neighborhoods and communities and are not finished.
La Nostra Signora di Guadalupe interceda per tutti gli abitanti.
The Holy Father turned his attention to war and conflict-ridden areas, recalling in a particular way Gaza. He said, "Yesterday I called the parish in Gaza, as I do every day. They were happy. Inside, there are 600 people in the parish and the school, and they told me, 'Today we ate lentils and chicken, something we weren't used to in these times.'"
Oggi abbiamo mangiato lenticchie con pollo.
The Pope expressed their joy for something simple. The Holy Father has frequently spoken with Father Romanelli, the parish pastor, throughout the nearly 15 months of massacres. During his appeals, Pope Francis renewed his invitation also for the faithful to pray.
Preghiamo per la pace.
For Gaza, Ukraine, the Middle East, and Myanmar.
La guerra è sempre una sconfitta. Non dimenticatevi.
Reiterating that war is always a defeat and calling for prayers for peace, he observed that the only ones who profit from war are the arms manufacturers.
I fabbricanti delle armi.
Reflecting on Ukraine, Pope Francis specifically highlighted the plight of the elderly, saying to remember them in our prayers as they continue to live the tragedy of war.
Non dimentichiamo la martoriata Ucraina.
I'm Deborah Castellano-Lubov.
And over the past few hours, there's reportedly been a continuous, smooth flow of humanitarian aid trucks into Gaza. Since the ceasefire began 3 days ago, it's understood that more than 2,400 aid trucks have been allowed to pass into the enclave. The trucks are carrying food, water, aid supplies and fuel. More are on their way into Gaza right now. They're being secured by Hamas's police, whose presence has helped mitigate looting. The aid supplies are desperately needed to prevent living conditions from deteriorating further. Their entry has led to a big drop in prices in the markets, helping ensure people can receive necessities. Meanwhile, as Nathan Morley reports, the Israeli army is continuing its military operation in the occupied West Bank city of Jenin.
Palestinian sources report that Israeli troops killed 10 people and injured dozens in this ongoing operation. Wafa, the Palestinian news agency, reported Israeli forces demolished infrastructure and bulldozed roads in Jenin. Meanwhile, on the ground, efforts to restore life to normal in Gaza are currently underway. As it stands, just over 1,000 lorries transporting humanitarian aid have so far managed to reach the Gaza Strip via the Rafah crossing since the border was reopened on Sunday. A fleet of 174 lorries of aid, including 14 carrying fuel, were sent on Wednesday via Rafah. The Rafah crossing is a crucial entry point for international aid. Israel has overseen the Palestinian side of the crossing since May last year and reopened it under the terms of the ceasefire. Elsewhere, a total of 5 people in Israel were injured in a knife attack in Tel Aviv on Tuesday evening. According to a Tel Aviv hospital, one of the victims was in a serious condition after being stabbed in the neck. Police say the attacker was shot dead. In other regional developments, Mohammed Hamadi, a senior Hezbollah official, has been assassinated in Lebanon's former Bekaa region, according to Lebanese radio. Hamadi sustained multiple gunshot wounds and was rushed to a hospital in a nearby town. Hezbollah has yet to release an official statement regarding the assassination. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.
In a matter of days, UNRWA, the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, may be forced to end its crucial life-saving operations in Gaza and the West Bank. Legislation passed by the Israeli government, due to come into effect at the end of the month, would make it impossible for UNRWA to continue operating in the occupied Palestinian territories. Juliette Touma, the UNRWA Director of Communications, told UN News that despite the threat hanging over the agency, her colleagues on the ground remain dedicated to providing essential services in both Gaza and the West Bank.
In Gaza, we have thousands of dedicated team members who are working now around the clock to bring in and deliver as much as possible aid and supplies to people in need. We've had so far good days of the long-awaited forced ceasefire, and our teams, I've just got footage from our teams, they're all there, their atmosphere is very good, and they're doing what they do best. I'm talking to you this today from East Jerusalem, where we have our headquarters, and people are very anxious. And we have combined between Gaza and the West Bank 17,000 Palestinian staff. The vast majority of them are teachers. And then we have health workers, we have logisticians, we have sanitation workers, and of course, support staff. Everybody's so committed, though, and everybody continues to work. And everybody wants this agency to continue until a solution is found to the issue of Palestine refugees.
And that was Juliette Touma, the UNRWA Director of Communications, speaking there to UN News. Meanwhile, more than 1 million people have fled the war in Sudan to seek refuge in neighbouring South Sudan. This is according to the United Nations in its latest update on one of the world's worst displacement crises. The UN issued new data showing that more than 770,000 people have fled through the Joda crossing on South Sudan's northern border with Sudan in the last 21 months of civil war. And a day of mourning is underway in Turkey for the 76 victims of a fire that engulfed a popular ski resort hotel in the country's northwest. Alongside the fatalities, 51 people were injured in the fire. The fire broke out at the wooden-clad 12-storey Grand Kartal Hotel in Bolu in the middle of the night during a busy holiday period when 234 people were staying there. It took 12 hours to put out. An investigation has been launched into the incident, and there have been conflicting reports about whether the hotel was up to safety standards. Before his general audience on Wednesday, Pope Francis welcomed in the Vatican the board of the US-based Conrad Hilton Foundation. In his address, Pope Francis warmly commended the philanthropic organization for its ongoing work serving the poor and their significant contribution to empowering women religious, helping the church overcome its patriarchal mindset. Lisa Zingarini reports.
Established in 1944 by the famous hotelier Conrad Hilton, the Hilton Foundation focuses on improving the lives of disadvantaged and vulnerable people worldwide through grants, partnerships and advocacy. Addressing its board in the Vatican on Wednesday, Pope Francis praised their passionate commitment to promoting the human dignity of those most in need in a world where poverty and exclusion continue to rise. He encouraged them to remember the essence of compassion as a shared human experience. Compassion, he said, is getting close to the suffering of others and to suffer with them. A significant part of the speech focused on the foundation's support for women religious, a cause deeply valued by their founder, recalling its collaboration with Vatican offices to enhance the professionalism and outreach of nuns. The Pope highlighted the urgent need for the Church to invest more in the education and training of religious women. He pointed to the fact that in the past, the Church allocated far less resources for the formation of sisters compared to clergy, based on the false perception of women and nuns as second-class citizens, and commended the foundation for helping to bring the Church out of this mindset.
La missione delle suore è di servire agli ultimi e non di essere le serve di qualcuno.
The mission of sisters is to serve the least among us. It is not to be servants to anyone, he said. At the same time, however, the Pope noted some progress towards the inclusion of women in decision-making positions, including in the Vatican, where several women have been appointed to leadership roles. Concluding, Pope Francis expressed his dream of a world where the discarded, the excluded and the marginalised can be the agents of much-needed change in society, insisting on the need for compassion, closeness and tenderness. I am Lisa Zengarini.
And finally, at the weekly general audience held this morning, Pope Francis continued his catechesis series dedicated to Jesus, our hope. He reflected on the theological virtues, action in the life of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Devon Watkins has more.
Pope Francis focused his catechesis at the Wednesday general audience on the Blessed Virgin Mary and how hope filled her life and animated her actions. He reflected on the angel Gabriel's annunciation to Mary that she would bear the Son of God. In the village of Nazareth, a town in Israel never mentioned in the Old Testament, God's messenger greets Mary with an unusual greeting, Hail, rejoice, which is used in Scripture to announce the coming of the Messiah to the daughter Zion.
L'invito alla gioia.
It is an invitation, he said, to the joy that the Lord addresses to his people when the exile ends and the Lord makes his living and active presence felt. He added that the angel Gabriel also uses an endearing Greek term meaning filled with divine grace, which indicates that God has already dwelt in Mary's heart for some time and will continue to do so. Speaking off the cuff, Pope Francis noted that the angel reassured Mary not to be afraid. We too, he added, must not fear the uncertainties of life since the Lord walks with us. Pope Francis said the angel then announces Mary's mission to be the mother of the long-awaited Messiah, who will be king in the divine, spiritual manner. Upon hearing Gabriel's annunciation, Mary is shaken to the core by the invitation to bear God's Son.
È una donna intelligente, qual è? Capace, cioè, di leggere dentro gli avvenimenti.
As the intelligent woman she is, said the Pope, she tries to understand, to discern what is happening to her. Mary, he said, does not look outside, but within. In the depths of her heart, he added, Mary is drawn to place her trust entirely in God. This decision, noted the Pope, reveals her desire to make room for God and take up the greatest mission ever entrusted to a human being. She places herself in service, he said. In conclusion, Pope Francis invited the faithful to learn from Mary how to hope in God's word so that each of us may become hospitable homes where hope flourishes. I'm Devon Watkins.
And that's all for this edition of Vatican and World News. Join us tomorrow at this same time for more. Meanwhile, visit our website at Vatican News VA and follow us on Facebook, X and Instagram. My thanks go to Alberto Giannetti in studio in the Vatican. I'm Linda Bordoni. Bye-bye.